Starting a new beautiful sugya. We have a couple of beautiful sugyas this week. Tomorrow we're going to get back to a Rambam that a lot of you want to spend more time on. I wanted to connect it to Pshat. So we're going to pick up tomorrow with that Rambam that many had ha'oris about. Today, Be'ezer Hashem, we're going to do the sugya of Gemara Din and see it through the context again of Pshat and our Gemara. The Gemara says that just like we learned, that the halacha is that you could be made on someone who's a bar ptela. You could also be made on someone who's already a bar knas. And you could be made on someone that's not a bar knas. V'chein l'inyin tashlumei knas. That's where we left off. Bo shnayim v'omer b'cha b'shabosa. Gona v'talach u'machar. There are two who come who say that on Sunday you stole or you slaughtered. We know that halacha is a chayv dalad ahei. If you do tefichah mechiru, bo shnayim and two say v'amr b'chabesh abasim manu yisem. That on Sunday you were with us. El betray b'shabasim. It was on Monday. Gona v'tavach u'machar. Mishalmin. In such a case, then the edim zomimin have to pay. Why? Because at the time that Yosef and Binyamin had testified, Reuven wasn't yet chayiv below od. Elafilu amru be'erev Shabbos gana v'tavach u'machar. Even if Yosef and Binyamin had said on Sunday, and Yisachar and Zvulun said it took place on erev Shabbos, so then, as we developed last time, you would have thought that maybe he's already a bar chiyuv. And therefore, Yosef and Binyamin are just testifying against the bar chiyuv. Nishalmin, nevertheless, Yosef and Binyamin have to pay. Because at the moment that they testify, Yosef and Binyamin had testified, Reuven had not yet become chayiv by Yisachar and Zvulun. Rabotai, so far so good? So far so good? Okay. Bo shnayim v'amru. But if there was already a Gemara Din on Reuven, so then in such a case, then that's the moment he becomes chayiv. And if Yosef and Binyamin testify after the Gemar Din, and it turns out Yisachar and Zvulun had said that the Gemar Din was earlier, so then in such a case, Yosef and Binyamin would not be Edim Zomim. Let's take a look at Rashi. Chayin l'inyin tashu meknas, shamode bo potur. Rashi says, the same halach is bar modeh meknas, because when it comes to modeh b'knas, the one who's modeh is going to be potter. Dino bazeh kimo dinei nefashos. Dinei kidinei nefashos. It's the same thing like dinei nefashos. V'eshchilu ben edus guf ha'maisa le'edus shel gmar din. So, Rabbosai, I'm going slowly because we have to make sure that we have pshat. What does Rashi mean in Dibra Maskel v'chein le'inyin? Could somebody tell me what Rashi is saying? What's Rashi bringing out? We learned that halacha, Tashlum Meknas. What is Rashi being saying when Rashi says, Shamode Bo Potter? Why is that relevant? Why did Rashi bring in Shamode Bo Potter? Yes, Daniel?
Just like by the case of Nefashos, where if he's Mode, then he's not killed. So same to the case of Mammon, where if he's Mode, he doesn't have to pay.
Right. Why is that important? Who cares? Let's say Mode would be Chayiv.
If he'd be Mode, he'd be Chayiv?
Yeah, let's say that Loch would be that Mode is still, he's Chayiv. This is a classic shop question that a person needs to ask when he reads Rashi. And if you, Daniel, you do it for another couple of years, you'll be able to answer and one day say sheer about it. But we have to ask ourselves this question when we read the Rashi. Basic points in shop. before we go on to the other Rishonim. By the way, Rabosai, I told some of the Talmidim, if you found yourself overwhelmed in Seder, so then what I recommend is to do the Gemara the night before. Okay, so this way you have more time. You should know that David Abadan is flying. Once upon a time, he needed to do the Gemara the night before. I don't know if he needs to anymore. Once upon a time, he needed to do the Gemara the night before. So the best Talmidim that I had, they needed to do the Gemara the night before. To be able, this is a lot, and say that we do give you a lot to work. My job is to make you work hard, not to coast. But meidach gisa, you have to, you really need to ask these questions. Yes, who else wants to explain what's pshat and Rashi? Yes, Adam. So what's he saying? Spell it out. To say that what is Rashi driving at when he says Shamodibo? You're in the right you're in the right direction, but you're not explaining what Shamodibo is doing. Who cares, Shamodibo Potter? Hey, Shamodibo is Chayev. Gabriel, you walked into Shana Bet, so I have to be tough on you. Did you ask yourself this question when you read the Rashi? You'll come back next year and you'll ask him many times. Bezer Hashem. Can't go back to England without knowing how to ask this question. Stop it. Rabina did not tell me to say this. I assure you. What Shamodibo mean? Yes, Eitan.
What a lot of Shamodibo means, just like over there, it goes a lot of Shamodibo because Shamodibo is positive, so we're here.
Explain why.
Why? Because we need the guy to go in and say that I was the one that I own with now. You'd be potter therefore by you coming in and giving ages, you're making five or something.
Correct. Since the fellow, if he's Modev, would exempt himself, that shows us that he's not a Bar Chiyuv yet. He's not a Bar Chiyuv because if he'd be Modev, he'd be potter. If he's not a Bar Chiyuv, so then in such a case, the Edim Zomim and Yosef and Binyamin are testifying on someone who's not yet a Bar Chiyuv, and they're being Zomim to be Mechaye a Bar Chiyuv, and for that reason, the halachi is that they're going to be Edim Zomim. That's what Shamodibo is talking. You're right, Adam. You were explaining the Bechein. But you didn't explain to me. I think you knew it. You need to be master that. Well, that's what Rashi means when he says Shamodibo Potter Dinik Mo Bezevedin and Nefashos. Rabbo said, you're going to go to a lot of razzle-dazzle shiurim beis Hashem in your life, and I want you to go to them. But you should know the most important thing in learning is being mazgir these things. And I see left and right, I see guys in Kola learning 5-6 years that can't answer these questions. If you can't read Gemara Rashi well, and they could quote, it's very easy to quote. Nowadays, you know how long it takes to prepare the halacha shiurim? Very quickly. Very, very, very quick. What do? You open up the Kitzer books and you have a zillion marimakomos there. You have no idea what the Gemara Rashi says, but you can quote a lot of fancy things. So that it's very, very, very important. This is a generation that skips steps. It's very, very, very important to keep on moving. So you could ask them, why am I not saying shir only on Gemara Rashi the whole time? The answer is that guys need to be challenged. And Eina Chanami, you have to be careful to make sure that you know the Gemara Rashi very, very well before you move on. And a lot of the razzle dazzle is skipping steps. V'yesh chiluk ben edus guf ha'maisel edus shel gemardin. And therefore, there's a distinction between edus on the guf ha'maisel and the edus on the gemardin. In other words, until there's edus on the gemardin, the guy is not a bar tashlumin. Rashi continues, and Rashi gives us the girsa, and then Rashi says that we say that the fellow is not a bar tashlumin when Yosef and Binyamin had testified him against him. Why? Uperusho, says Rashi, third line from the bottom, Mishum Dahami Matzil Mifter Nashe Bahoda. He could have exempted himself with the Hoda. Ishtakach the Inu Havi Mafsidile. And it turns out that they are being mafsidim. Who's they? Yosef and Binyamin when they're testifying falsely against Reuven. The Dafka Knas. So Rashi's now bothered by a question. Why do we say v'chein l'inyan knas? What's knas? Tzvicha mechira. What about every case of where you're chayiv money? Reuven lent Shimon $100. Why dafka knas? Rashi's masbir further. I will be edus mamum pturim, but edus mamum your potter. Share lo you mafsin and also klum. Achar shum mechuyiv almei. Rashi says that there it's different because he was already mechuyiv almei. What does Rashi mean when he contrasts knas to mechuyiv almei? What's Rashi doing over here? Yes, sir.
The moment the person took the loan,
it's a mechuyav muta on him right away to pay back. In contrast to knas, Rashi seems to be saying, knas, you're not chayiv until gmar din. Vamei v'nyavin, Rashi contrasted above to gmar din. He didn't say it necessarily explicit here, but he contrasted it to gmar din. Now, Rabosai, something gushmak. I just want to point out to you, b'chura, this lashon of Rashi, davi matzi lemifter nafshei, seems to be that matzi lemifter means he himself to be moda. Vamevin yavin, l'chura, it's a kasha on the Pnei Yoshua, where we had the exact same lashon above. Where up above it said, u'moda havi miftar. We spent time on Thursday being Mazmer the Pnei Yoshua. And how did Miftar the Pnei Yoshua learn over there? Not being Moda to exempt himself. The Pnei Yoshua learned, because there were kashas, of what does it mean to be Moda on himself and make himself potter. Tosis is kasha. Pnei Yoshua learned, who would be Moda and exempt himself? Who would be Moda and be exempted? The Eidim Zomim and Yosef and Binyamin. So what do we see from here? We see from here Rashi uses almost the exact same expression, and clear Rashi's talking about himself, like Tosfos assumed, not like the Pnei Yoshua. So this is all Hamei Binyamin. For someone who's not being Ochez in this, it's fine. It's fine. You look at, Josh keeps track of what minute we're up to. You just skip from minute 10 to minute 13, don't worry about it. Gilad said beautifully though. Gilad pointed out that the Lashon Miftar could be the Lashon of plural of Eidim Zomim, and Rashi actually here, L'chura is Mashma, that's a different Miftar. Because over there, Rashi didn't use the word Miftar L'Nafshei Eitan. Here, Rashi uses the Lashon L'Miftar Nafshei. So Hafuch, it could very well be the Pnei Yoshua, which is a tremendous chidush, might be possibly meduyot in one part of Rashi, that Rashi over here says the Mifter Nafshei, and Rashi above didn't say Umoda have a Mifter Nafshei. Why did Rashi not use the expression? So once upon a time I thought it was a kasha on the Pnei Yoshua. But once you have the fact that, Gilad's point, the Miftar could be used in regards to a plural of Eidim Zomim, and we noticed, once Gilad made that point, then I noticed, wait a second, over here Rashi uses the word Nafshei, and above he didn't. L'chura, it's a shtickel raya to the Pnei Yoshua. But in the world, I think they generally say, over the L'chura, the Pnei Yoshua is difficult. Rav Zev Bader called me up with this kash on the Pnei Yoshua. So at the time, I hadn't done this Rashi well. So I told him I'll get back to him. So last night, when he called me for this week's Mar Mekomos, so I told him, L'chura, according to Gilad's pshat, it's actually Pnei Yoshua comes out beautiful. What do I think is not meet the Shul Torah? I still like the Cheshik Shlomo's pshat. And the way Rav Shmuel says it with that, and we can answer. But it's a geshmaka thing to notice that Rashi says Miftar l'Nafshei over here. Rashi above just says Moda Havi Miftar. Let's begin now. Tosis the Ramatzal Mechengli Yiknas. Avol says Tosis. Who wants to read? Arya, you're in the forehold. You wanna read? Mason. All right, Arya. This time, Mason. Next time. Go ahead. Avol Mechengli Yiknas. Explain, I'll be Masbir.
So when it comes to
Knas, so Tosis, of course, is also being the Dayak, like we saw in Rashi, that we're not talking about Mamu, we're only talking about Knas. And the difference is, Aryeh?
that when it comes to like when it comes to mamon that he stole on Sunday, and then two others came and said erev Shabbos, and on Sunday you were with us. For sure, here he's not gonna be paying mamon. The edim are not gonna have to pay mamon because at the time when they were being made on ruin that he stole, he already was a bar fiyuma. Afal gam gavi nefashos lo tizmenu lebar fiyuma. But even though by
you heard us calling Rav Bader. We just quote Rav Bader's kasha with the teretz. Okay, good. Continue on, Arya. Go ahead.
Even though in regards to nefashos, we're not gonna judge him. We're not gonna compare him to a bar fiyuma. We're not gonna say that he's a bar fiyuma.
Good.
The cold calm is loaded Martino. The mamon have a carved the bade shavu in the eden.
Okay. What did he just say?
That by mamon where his thing wasn't finished, he's gonna be still close to Badai, but the Aedis can come and testify.
Good.
About the Aedis Nefashos, the Inan Trish Kakir, when it comes to Aedis Nefashos where the basin has to ask the Aedim, they have to go through the Trish Kakira. As badly arena the Kodesh and Rodina Lab have a bar fiyuma. So for sure, before the Gemara Din is finished, we can't call Reuven a bar fiyuma because they haven't even got through the testimony of the Edom whether what they saw is right or wrong.
That maybe in Yom, it would be interesting to say, to focus in on Karav Levadai Bevadai, but I will not focus on that, even though that's interesting. It does use Lashon Vadai versus Karav Levadai. Either way, Aryeh, crunch cases in two sentences. If you're not able to crunch Tyson in two sentences, then as my great Rebbe or branch people said, then you don't know Tyson. Go ahead, crunch it in two Tyson. In two sentences.
It wasn't really so
clear. The Seder, that's honest, that's Amilus Patera. Could anybody crunch Tyson into two sentences? Let's get help from Hashanah Bet. No? Yes, Aaron, go ahead.
The difference between mamon and nefashos from life. Mamon is not considered lav.
I'm excited for next year.
Lav bar yuba.
Yeah, go ahead.
Is because by mamon he's not even by mamon it's for sure accepting the testimony as opposed to by dinah nefashos we need to go to shishim chakira. So until there's nigmar din we can't say that he is accepted.
Beautiful. Tyson's making a distinction between mamon and nefashos. When it comes to nefashos, we don't know what's going to be because you got to go through the process of Trisha Mechagira. In contrast to mamon, that's why in our sugya it only said things like Dine Nefashos. That's a funny word. Things like Dine Nefashos where you need a Gmar Din. So there, you don't know the guy's going to become Chayiv because of the Trisha Mechagira. In contrast to mamon, so there this halacha will not apply. In other words, the Gemara said, Davka, Tosis, and Rashi are both Medayik, as we were Masber already in Rashi. V'chein l'inyin tashlume knas. The Gemara didn't say mamon. Why not mamon? Because by mamon einach inami, Yosef and Binyamin, there were conspiring against someone that's chayv. What does that mean in mamon? Let's spell it out. That if we were talking about a case where Reuven borrowed money from Shimon, and Yosef and Binyamin lied about that, but it turns out Reuven had borrowed from him on a different day, there Yosef and Binyamin would not be Edom Zomim. Any need for clarification? Good? Tough. Don't be embarrassed to ask for clarification. Yes?
You're saying that by mamon, let's say there's a 90% chance, you still would make them, and they're still potter.
They're still be potter, correct. Because it's likely that Edom are going to come. Rabosa, you should have all been bothered by a question in chat, which Aaron asked the question, but I'm upset at him that he didn't understand how I answered the question, at least if I understood your question. Rabosa, you should all be bothered about a question in chat. We're going to get to Geshmak Alamda soon, but so far the first half hour of Shir has only been shot. That has been exactly what Rashi's saying. Why Rav Zev's kasha is not a kasha? Why you could answer his kasha on the Pnei Yoshua. All these things in pshat, in the words. Why did Rashi say it this way? What does Rashi mean? What should be difficult to taste us now? Guys should be bothered by something. Spell it out. Taisus only talks about nefashos. What was the Dibra Amaschil?
Knas.
Bechelin Yin Knas. Tell us this. What did Tosis do? Let's just spell out and shout again. Make sure no Jew will be left behind. Is something that I'm saying that's not clear? My job is not to say Shir to Iluyim. I'm not Iluyim myself, so I can't say Shir to Iluyim. Make sure that everything is clear. Tosis says like this. Tosis says that the Gemara said that we're talking about Knas because Mammon, there Yosef and Binyamin would not be chayv. Why would Yosef and Binyamin not be chayv in contrast to Knas? Because they're being made already on someone who's a Bar Chiyuv. In contrast to the Fashos, so there, he's not a Bar Chiyuv until Gemar Din. So it's a simple Ha'ara that you need to make when you read the Tosos. And that is, well, that's not what we're talking about. The Gemara is also talking about Knas. So adds the Maharam, three words. The Maharam adds these three words, but you got to ask these questions. Zok Dei the Maharam, whose yard site they told me, Mamish, we were hard upon this Maharam on the day of his yard site. They think his yard site was yesterday, they told me. Zok Dei the Maharam, in Dibar Maskul V'Chelin in Knas, and don't you dare tell me you didn't put the Maharam on the Maharam Ekoimus. If you can't read Tosis, what do? You don't open up the Shari Tosis, you don't open up the Biurei Tosis, which are all fantastic. First thing you do is you turn to the back of the Gemara. And there are three amazing Perushim. The Marsha, Maram, the Chachma Shlomo. So when Aaron asks you a question, it's a great question. So I turn to the back, and there we saw the Maram says, he has the following. Pirush. Havo beknas mishalmin, mishum davi modeh, havi miftar. And Knas, he will pay, because if he'd be Modeh, he would exempt himself. What's the Maharam doing? He's adding. L'chura, it's still a shtickel pel. Why did Taisus add this Nakuda? But the Maharam adds. And the Maharam says that Vamei Binyamin, just on the Vamei Binyamin, this line, that Tosos on a certain level will learn like Rashi. That when it comes to Knas, there, Knas, the halacha is that he's not going to be chayiv until the Gemar Din, not for the reason of Drisha v'chakira, because Knas does not have Drisha v'chakira, as Aaron asked correctly. But maybe you could ask, but what about Knas that doesn't have Drisha v'chakira? Efer the Maram, even though it doesn't have Drisha v'chakira, since there's a halacha that Modeh b'Knas is patur. So therefore, we see that the guy does not become a Bar Chiyuv until the Gemar Din. So really, Nefashos and Knas, they are, in those cases, Yosef and Binyamin are Eidos She'ata Yachol Lahazima, in contrast to Mammon, where we consider it, I'm using a particular expression, Eidos She'ata Yachol Lahazima, you can say it slightly different ways, there's Eidos She'ata Yachol Lahazima, because both of them are dependent Gemar Din. Mephoshes is dependent on my Gemar Din. Why, Rabbi Isai? Because it needs Rishu B'chakir. You don't know if the Eidim are going to stand up to the rigors of the testing. As Aaron asked, Knas does not require Drisha v'chakira. Since Knas does not require Drisha v'chakira, in such a case, we would say maybe Knas should be like Mammon. So adds the Maharam. No, it's not considered like Mammon because if you're Modeh, then you're going to be Miftar. So he's not Ami M'chuyev Olmeid. He's not considered M'chuyev Olmeid in contrast to Mammon, where he is M'chuyev Olmeid, and therefore Yosef and Binyamin are not Eidim that are being made on a Bar Chiyuv.
It could be Tosfos that I have to say because what he said in the Tosfos before.
Oh, okay. So I'm going to come to your Ha'ara possibly in a slightly different direction, but well said. Enough time. Good. Rav Zev, I think you're going to say Chazar Shir. It's Thursday, Beis Hashem. Okay. If you keep it up, I'm going to force you. All right. Rabbi, say here we go. Now. Rabbi Kiva Eger asks a very famous kasha. Frank Rabbi Kiva Eger on Tesis. Rabbi Seba, no Jew will be left behind. So far, so good? Yes, Benji, keep on.
What's the difference between Mammon And
he's starting to learn like the way he plays basketball. Good, Benji. Good. Yeah, go ahead.
That's between Mamon and Kenaz. Oh, no,
Mason, I say it's not a big compliment. Go ahead. Yeah.
What's the difference between
Although Mason missed the layup and Benji didn't miss any layups. Go ahead.
What's the difference between Mamon and Kenaz when it comes to Moda? When he modes.
What's the difference between Mamon and Knas?
When
he's mode. When it comes to Knas, the halacha is that someone who's mode in Knas, the halacha is that he's a potter. By simply being mode in Knas, he makes himself exempt.
But he wouldn't be potter.
But when it comes to Mamon, you're not. Why? Because the halacha is that you're chayiv in Knas only when there is a Gmar Din. That's what the Maharam is assuming. Only when there is a Gmar Din is there going to be a chiyuv in Knas. Good? Any other clarifications? Good? Okay. Zok de Heiligen Rabbi Kiva Eger. By the way, someone told me an amazing story. We slowed down a little bit on Rabbi Kiva Eger. Someone told me an amazing maisa. It's well known in the yeshivas, the standard of Iyun. After you went well through Pshat, that's why I didn't rush this Rabbi Kiva Eger and Kasha. After you go through Pshat, and the Gemara Rashi tells us we're going to see, the things to be with Daik and Pshat might have Hashlachas in Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger is the gold standard of Iyun. Someone told me a mind-boggling thing that the Rugged Shubber, when he was sick, the Rugged Shubber was a Gon Otzon. He was something very, very special. We've spoken about it in the past. I don't want to waste time now. The Rugged Shubber, when he was sick, the Talmidim wanted to keep him occupied and learning. The problem was that the Rugged Shubber didn't tolerate many people. He just couldn't tolerate their amaranthus. I'm talking about Gedolei Torah, he couldn't tolerate their amaranthus. So they tried to bring some great Talmid Chacham to speak with him in learning, and he just got frustrated with them. So he said, he was sick, he was agitated. So they said, you know what? Let's not tell him. And some Sefer Rabbi Kiva Eger had just come out that the Rugged Shubber didn't know. Wasn't familiar with that sefer. So they brought in, rewrote it by hand. They didn't tell him it was Rabbi Kiva Eger's kashas. They rewrote it by hand as if they were shilas. And Rabbi Shavu looked at them and he began to work on the shilas. The person, I heard this from one of my dear Talmidim, Yisrael Apfel, who heard this from Rav Usher Arieli's brother, Rav Yaakov Arieli, who puts out the Rabbi Kiva Eger, the blue Rabbi Kiva Egers. There's new Rabbi Kiva Egers that are being put out. So he had asked him, is there a difference between Rabbi Kiva Eger asks Tzarech Iyun and Rabbi Kiva Eger says Tzarech Iyun Gadol? That's what Yisrael asked Rabbi Yaakov Arieli. He's named after his grandfather, you know, Rav Usher Arieli. This gets back to the issues. You know where Rav Usher Arieli's grandfather was a Magid Shir? He's American Shir, America's a rabbi. Yeshiva Rukuk. Rav Usher Arieli's grandfather. So his brother is named after, I guess, is named after that grandfather. The guy he's, that's the Sefer, Einayim L'Mishpat. So, he had two questions, Tzarech Iyun and Tzarech Iyun Gadol. So, the Rav Shavu worked on the questions for a few days, and then he came back and he said, these 35 questions, these are the Terutzim, and these 15 I can't answer. And they looked, and every single one that had a Tzarech Iyun, the Rav Shavu had answered, and every single one that he left off with Tzarech Iyun Gadol, the Rav Shavu wasn't able to answer. That's every in the Olam HaYeshivas, the Rabbi Kiva Eger is the gold standard of Iyun, and you'll see in a moment why that's so. Zok to Heiligen Rabbi Kiva Eger. Yes.
Make sure I didn't make a mistake.
Yes.
Is the problem with Moed of Knas Potter and Gavin Bar Katila, is the whole reason why it's not going to work there is because only she had to have Eliyahu Lazimah?
Gavra Bar Katila?
Yeah. Why by Gavra Katila do we not accept the Avis? Is because it's Eidus Yatei Chalazimo? Is that the reason?
And that was a Lashon I used. I used it. The simplest Lashon.
That's
one.
What I understood. I just
want to
make sure.
The simplest way, you and I are getting a little fancy when we say it that way. The simplest way of saying it is the guy is already a Bar Chiyuv or he's not a Bar Chiyuv.
And if I give Eidus to somebody who's already a Bar Chiyuv, why isn't that Eidus good?
It might be it's not an Eidus at all. The guy's already Chayiv. Or you could say fancy like you and me. The Mamish has been doing my word from the shir before. I said, Vamev in Yavin, I'm using his expression, but it's not the move. Yes?
Adam.
he holds that moda, according to my Rav, it's the idea that, no, he does hold the idea of moda. You're bothered that Tosa seems to be using different reasons, one for nefashos and one for knas, according to my Rav, that's what you're bothered by? Fair question. Right. Oh, that's what you're asking?
I think so. If the Knas is saying that the Kosos and Knas are the same, but he has different reasons.
So the answer is that both of them use Mardin in different ways. The Vechain is that the Mardin is critical, but for different reasons.
Zakdei the Gerviki Vager. It's Mani. Lama Hutrachu is that. Velobe Pshuto, the Nemoman, after let Hayden Cloud. Elohu Ba'atzmai, Oymer Loikiel Levisi Bear of Shabbos. O Bishengi Bishabbos. Asks Rabbi Akiva Eger, what was Tosis' distinction? Tosis' distinction was that we don't know that the guy is going to become chayiv when it comes to the nefashos because you need to reach the chakira. Asks Rabbi Akiva Eger, Tosis went like this. I have a much simpler reason. Let's translate every word. That even if there are no eidim at all, but if he says that I was chayiv already beforehand, leko din azama. I may be yav, and that's where it sounds like it's edus shi'at yochel azima. Either way, there's no din. This edus is not significant. Deidu bebarachiu. Why do we have to talk about whether there's edim or whether there's no edim? Da'af below edim lo yibezichol lechayiv. Even without edim, bez would not be able to be chayivim. I'll translate Rabbi Kivager's words and you tell me what Rabbi Kivager is asking. Rabbi Kivager says Knas is different because the truth of the matter, that's the expression of the Kushit and the Milsa, the truth of the matter is that when it comes to Knas, you're not going to be Chayiv until Bethan is the Chayiv you. And then he calls Taisus and Ksubis. That will be for now. Those of you who are ambitious, for sure you should do it. I pointed out to you there are also different Gersos in Rabbi Akiva Eger and the Fidushim. Rabbi Yaakov Arieli Shlita will bring them all together in the blue editions of Rabbi Akiva Eger. You know what I'm talking about? They've redone Rabbi Akiva Eger that they have a separate volume in each Masechta where they have every single Rabbi Akiva Eger on that, on anything that comes up on the Yom. I find for myself that the regular Rabbi Akiva Eger is enough to work with. You need more. Rabbi Osai, what's Rabbi Akiva Eger's kasha? Akiva Eger asks like this. He asks, at the end of the day, Tosis brought in a variable that's not necessary. Why did Tosis bring in that if there's Eidim, you'll for sure be Chayim when it comes to Mamonos, but when it comes to Nefashos, you're not. There's a much more basic view. It starts with the core, not if. It starts with the core chiyuv of mama. If you know that you borrowed money from somebody, you're chayiv. You don't need Bezna to tell you. You don't need Rabina to tell you. You're chayiv. You don't need Bezna to tell you. You're chayiv. When it comes to knas, that's not true. When it comes to knas, the Gemara all the times used the expression of ha'moda b'din. The daf lamins and bava kama are filled with it. The ayins and bava kama are filled with it. Hamada b'din, that you need to be stood up for din. And then when bezdin, when there's hamada b'din and the gemar din, then you're chayiv. Until that point, garnish, nothing. Could very well be you don't even have a chiyuv lotzei sidei shamayim. Frank Rabbi Akiva Eger. Tosis went for something that was iffy. He gives an iffy svar. The iffy svar is that nefashos normally doesn't get carried through the edus, or possibly doesn't get carried through, versus mammon, where usually it is. Forget about that. Forget about that. Sometimes, yes, by nefashos. Talk halacha. Don't talk mitzvahs. Talk halacha. What's the halacha? The halacha is you're not chayiv in knas until that moment. You're not chayiv to be put to death. What would the halacha be? except in the case of Makis in the second parak of a Gol Adam, if you saw someone be Mechalo Shabbos with two Eidim and Asra, and you talked the law into your own hands and you killed him, you're a murderer. He's not Chayiv until Bezdin says he's Chayiv. You're not allowed to decide he's Chayiv. So too, when it comes to all Dinei Nefashos and all Knas, he's not Chayiv until Bezdin says he's Chayiv. In contrast, when it comes to Mammon, the moment you borrow, you're Chayiv. So that's the Chiluk in the Sugya. When Yosef and Binyamin are being made in a case of Knas, so then, even if the chiyuv took place before Yosef and Binyamin, there's no chiyuv until the Gemar did. In contrast to Mammon, where there already is a chiyuv. Why did Tosfos need to say that Knas is that Nefashos is because we don't know for sure he's going to be chayv? And therefore, the Maraneh, it's the same thing when it comes to Knas, and the proof of it is that the Gemar din is choshuv because it could be moda. Forget about that whole halacha. Just talk tachlis. You're not chayiv until you're moda. You're not chayiv. Erase that. You're not chayiv until Bezdin pronounces the chiyuv. That's the kasha. That's Rabbi Akiva Eger's kasha. So Rabbi Osai, before we go on in Rabbi Akiva Eger's kasha, to say over what our great Rabbein said to Bibi Asher Rabbi Akiva Eger, I want to make a point in pshat that Rav Zev alluded to in a slightly different direction. I left off with a tzarachiyun in the previous places, the Be'idna. Who remembers, who did the chazar last week? Guys who don't chazar at all. So those are guys who just didn't do chazar. Guys who do a mediocre chazara are guys who on Thursday come and they listen to the chazara and they do their best to understand the Pnei Yeshua and then they close the books and they get ready for Sunday. Whatever they do between then and Sunday. And then there's a good chazara is you harav on the sugya and every single question that we didn't solve, you work on over Shabbos. What did we leave off with a tzarachiyun and Tosfos Dibar Maskil to Be'idna? This is the same guy who needed to do the Gemara the night before. Yes, David, go ahead. I'll stop now. After I drove the point home. Go ahead.
Why did Tosfos need two reasons?
Very good. We left off with a tzarachiyun that Tosfos and Dibar Maskil to Be'idna. That's why I put in the Ma'ariv Makomos that to go over Tosfos. It's not that the week ends, and then you know, your Torah builds up, and Rabbi Yisai, it multiplies exponentially. You just have to make sure you're not Mesiach Das very much, because the moment you're Mesiach Das, then the exponential thing falls away. So let's put together what we saw last time. Tosfos and Dibar Maskil de Be'idna explained that the fellow is not a bar ktala in a case in which it was alleged that he killed on Sunday and really he had killed on Friday, and Zvulun and Yisachar say that he killed on Friday. Nevertheless, Yosef and Yomer are going to be chayiv as Imanu Yisem because he's not a bar ktala, because Yisachar and Zvulun had not yet testified in court. So Tosfos explains he's not a bar ktala because of number one, maybe the Eidim won't come. And even if the Eidim won't come, how do you know their testimony is going to stand up? And then Tosfos gives another svara. And then Tosfos says, oh! I've got another svara, and that is Gemar Din. That until there's a Gemar Din, he's not a Bar Chiyuv at all. So we ask, Lechura, the second svara is a very, very, very powerful svara. Why did Tosfos need the first? So I have a half an answer now. And the half an answer goes as follows. It seems that Tosfos and Dibur HaMaskil B'chein, as Rabbi Akiva Eger was Ma'orer, is not such a big fan. We don't know why. I'm making first a point of shot. We don't know why, but we see that Tosfos is not a big fan of using Gemar Din as deciding whether the guy is a Bar Ketala or not. Tosfos in the second Tosfos, in fact, even left it out. To the point that Rabbi Akiva Eger asked that he left out the critical factor, Gemar Din or not. That's the critical factor. So the reason why, I only have 50% over here, this is where Bezer Hashem, you will pick up, and you'll say you learned in the cave 50 years ago, v'chulei v'chulei. And then you'll add, we left off with a tzarech iyun. What was the tzarech iyun that we left off with? We have 50% of pshat. And the pshat is that Tosfos, in this first Tosfos, didn't say Gemara Din, because Tosfos in the second Tosfos is not such a big fan of Gemara Din altogether. To the point that Rabbi Akiva Eger asked, I don't know why he didn't mention the Gemara Din point. Because the most critical factor of whether the Eidus of Nefashos is like Mammon is that Nefashos needs a Gemara Din, and Mammon doesn't need a Gemara Din. So Tosfos above, when he gives the first pshat, goes with the pshat that he's going to like in his maskana, that he's not going to go with the Gemara Din Svara. So it seems like some of the Bali Tosfos weren't happy with it. Why did Tosfos change his mind? That's for you to say, Shiron, I don't have a teretz. One of the most important things is to be able to have clear what you know and what you don't know. Not necessarily to answer everything, but to know what you know and you don't know. And it's clear to me that that's why Tosfos gave the two pshatim above. Because Tosfos knows that there's a svara of Gemara Din, but he knows that there's a weakness to the svara of Gemara Din, and he's not going to quote it later on. So for that reason, Tosfos also gives, right off the bat, what we would call the practical svara. Maybe Adam will be able to indict, and maybe Adam won't be able to indict. But simply because you're not a barachiyah until the Gemara Din, that's not something that's clear to Tosfos. And we come back to Rabbi Akiva Eger's question, why? But that's the point of pshat that I left off with before now. What about Rabbi Akiva Eger's kasha? Why would the Bali Tosfos not hold this way? Yes, Oren? Absolutely, of course.
We said to dominate the Bar Kiva in the second Tosfos of the family and Nas.
Yes.
The Bar Kiva, the cold color, the world, Nick Martino.
Yes.
Isn't that saying that Tosfos is saying that one of the reasons that he's he killed it, that's where I see him again, no? That every time the deal is not finished, it's as if he's a regular person.
No, he's saying, no. What Tosfos is saying, he's not really using the svar of Gemara Din. He's saying that because we're not necessarily going to be mechayevim, not that the distinction of Rabbi Akiva Eger that when it comes to the fashos, you're only chayev by Gemara Din. When it comes to that, maybe you're chayev already from the first moment, but we don't know if the Eidim are going to come, and since we don't know whether the Eidim are going to come, they're never going to be able to actualize the chiyuv from the first moment. But fair hara, but that's the answer. Good. In a seminal piece, Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Shevracha, this is what I mean that Yom HaShoah, I spoke to you about on Yom HaShoah, that I don't like that it's referred to as Gvurah, because I don't think that's the story of the destruction of Torah in Europe. I think Gvurah Yisrael is important, both in Rokhmi and Gashmas, but I don't think that's the story of the Shoah. I think it was unfortunately rewritten by certain components. And I mentioned to you that we live the Shoah every day. And this is how we live the Shoah every day. We manage Rezolta to have the come up from the Nazis every single day. By saying over the Torah, I always emphasize, when that Nazi murdered Rabbi Chanan in the 9th Fort in Lithuania, there's no way in his wildest dreams would he think that old Jew with those fiery eyes, that there would be people in Jerusalem that would be saying over his Torah more than the students, that the 100 students that he had surrounded him that were killed. Every single day, Rabbi Chanan's Torah reverberates throughout the Olam HaTorah. It's the greatest nakama. We don't need. And of course, as I mentioned then, it's the greatest testimony of the Nitzvius of Klal Yisrael, the eternity of Klal Yisrael. It doesn't make any sense. The fact that we saved Rabbi Chanan's Torah in of itself is a Nes Shevinisim. Rabbi Chanan says it's kedai to read the Hakdam of the Kovet Shiurim. Rabbi Chanan, as he was taken to the slaughter, he said to the Talmidim, we have to have pure thoughts. We're karbanos. Take a look in the beginning of the Kovet Shiurim.
Mamish, they say, was a moment of tremendous, tremendous Kiddush Hashem. The Ruchan Kamat doesn't have any descendants. So our and us learning his Torah, we all become Rabbi Chanan's children. Rabbi Chanan's medaye like this. V'shinam to levanecha il talmidim. We are mamish. We become Rabbi Chanan's children. Every person has a responsibility to be mamshiv that mesugar of amelus b'tayr. Rabbi Chanan says like this in Simin Chof in the Rosh in Bava Kama. He wants to say Rabbi Chanan says a big kiddush. By the way, that's why I don't use the expression the kadosh. I don't use that expression stam without tzaddikim. The tradition that I have is you only use the expression the kadosh, not for stam a rebel who's a kadosh or a tamachal who's a kadosh, only for those who kill a kiddush Hashem. So the Rosh says something fascinating in Mesechta Bava Kama on Simin Chof. Look it up. In this editions, in the standard Vilna editions, it's in Kuf Chav Gimel, it's on the top of the second column. What would you say about the following halacha? We know that a tam, that gores, there's an opinion in the Gemara, you guys know what a tam is, right? An animal that hasn't gored three times, you got to do your mishnayis. So the shor gores less than three times, he pays only chatzi nezek. There are many opinions that hold that this chetzi nezek is a knas. Really, you should be potter entirely because the owner shouldn't have expected him to gore. But nevertheless, the halacha is, no, he's going to be chayiv as a knas, as a fine to the owner. But really, as mamon, he shouldn't have the field. What happens if today someone's ox gores and kills? So if it's a knas, as we got through saying, you need gemar din. If you don't have a gemar din, you're not going to be chayiv. In a celebrated rush, which basically half of the Sefer Kuntres HaSveikos is written about this rush, but we're going to sidestep that right now. In a famous piece, the rush says, what happens if today my shor gored Daniel's shor? Daniel turns to Bezdin, he goes to Chizkio, he says, is there a Bezdin that I could collect knasos? Chizkio informs him, ain't done it in a knasos, that you need musmachim. We don't have musmachim. The title rabbi is made of title today. It's not the real title of rabbi. And for that reason, we're not done, ain't done in a knasos. The babel doesn't only mean the babel. Pashasim means, so the irony of ironies is that there was someone who tried in this building, tried to make that we would be done in a knasos even bisman hazeh. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the beauty of history, with what Rav Kook Zatzal described, God is history, made it that it wasn't Shayach. We continue the traditional learning in this building the way it was supposed to be until the Hezkaya. So, we don't do it. We're not done Dine Knossos. So if we're not done Dine Knossos, so then what happens if Daniel says, but the Torah says I'm Chayiv, and I just don't have good enough Dayanim, and the Dayanim haven't brought Mashiach. Vamevin Yavin, Chazal say that Dayanim don't bring Mashiach, it's a Chisaron in the Dayanim. So he says, it's not my fault. I'm a simple Jew, Daniel says. And Chaim's a simple Jew. So the Dayan man brought Mashiach, and the Torah says I should be Chayach Hatzinezer. So what does he do? He's typhus. He's typhus, something of mine, takes my money, he grabs my iPod. He says, this is 50%, he does the math, exactly 50%. So halacha is, I've seen on the Rosh Paskin's Lo Mafkina. You don't take it away from him. Says Rabbi Chanan, what's the pshat? The pshat is that according to the Rosh, it's not true that I am not chayiv to Daniel before Gemar Din. Bezdin can't be Toveya. But the halacha is that even when it comes to Knas, you have a chiyuv, I have a chiyuv, and maybe by maybe you have a yeshlach or a lotse sidei shamayim. Maybe even when it comes to where the Torah says I'm chayiv. There's a chiyuv for me to pay Daniel. In Kainim Advarim, says Rabbi Chanan, from this Rosh is Mukhrach, that there are many Rishonim that do not assume like Rabbi Kivei. You go through the whole Rabbi Chanan Matobu Manoim, but that's not, the riots from all over Shas is not relevant. It's the, or maybe the word's not relevant. It's not, we're not going to spend a lot of time on. Says Rabbi Chanan, we see from that rush that Rabbi Akiva Eiger's assumption, as beautiful as Rabbi Akiva Eiger's assumption was, is not true. And that is, there is a chiyuv. And the halacha is that there is no difference between mammon and knas, in the sense that in both of them, the moment the event takes place, I'm chayiv. What's the difference between the two? The difference between mammon and knas, that everybody says, and from our Gemara's mukhra, that there's a difference of mammon and knas, is whether Bezdin could collect, and whether the guy himself is a bar chiyuv from the perspective of halacha. The perspective of halacha says that the guy is a bar chiyuv, totally, when it comes to mammon. And even if Bezdin hasn't pronounced him a bar chiyuv, the moment the event takes place, he's a bar chiyuv. And if for whatever reason something gets messed up along the way, he's a pure bar chiyuv. When it comes to knas, the halacha hasn't called him, so Bezdin will not enforce that he has to pay, but between him and himself, Reuven already has to pay. In Kanim Advarim, then we can't say what Rabbi Akiva Eiger said. What did Rabbi Akiva Eiger said? Rabbi Akiva Eiger had said, you're not a bar, there's no chiyuv whatsoever when it comes to knas until I'm Amad Medin. That is a big machlekes rishonim, says Rav Chaim. And Taisus is not learning that way. How does Taisus learn? So Taisus needs to learn a new kimda, a practical thing. It's true when it comes to knas, I am a bar chiyuv. When it comes to mammon, when it comes to nefashos, I might be even chayiv misa. And therefore, if I killed somebody, or I was chayiv knas, in such a case, if someone was made, if Yosef and Binyamin are made afterwards on me, really the halacha should be, they should be made on a dead man walking, on someone who's already a bar tashlumin, because al pi, the halacha, even though it's not al pi psak, that's the way we'll be magdir it, al pi halacha, I'm already chayiv, but there was no psak. And since al pi halacha, I'm going to be chayiv, then in such a case, I'm already a bar ktala. In such a case, I'm already a bar tashlumin. And there's no difference between knas and mammon. But what's the difference? The difference is the fact that Bezdin is not mechayiv me. And if Bezdin is not, we don't know if Bezdin's ever going to be mechayiv me. And since we don't know if Bezdin is ever going to be mechayiv you, that's the reason that we don't consider him a dead man walking. But from the halacha perspective, there's no difference between two. Because otherwise, how could the Rush say, by tafsinan, lo mafkinan? So this would be the answer to the kasha, and then that's why Tosas didn't use his second svara as well in Dibar Maskel de Beidna. That Tosas is presenting two of these approaches. And one could suggest that it's a fundamental chakira of how we look at Gemar Din. Do we say that Gemar Din is the ultimate psak that turns him into a bar chiyuv, or no? Tosas in the two terutzim above says that it is, in according to the second teretz. The Gemar Din is the ultimate, turns him into a bar chiyuv. Without it, there is none. Tosas by us is assuming not that way, because he's assuming like the Rosh and Bava Kama. Azoy zok, Rebel Chanan, Zeyfet Tzadik, V'kadosh, L'vracha. I just noticed that in the Taisus Shans, with this we're going to have to go to Halacha. Ooh, what? It's 106 already. Could someone pass me a Taisus Shans? And then my Gemara, they don't have Taisus Shans. Shreach. If I'm not mistaken, Taisus Shans is Lashon Woz. The Taisus Shans were being parents. When I was a kid, we had none of these things. We had to learn Shat. Taisus Shant says, like our Tosis in the beginning, he asks, says that Mammon is different. The Be'idna could pick up the second line. The Be'idna to come Sadeh Abar Chiyuva. To lo Bina Kol Kach to Yishuv Chakir Yishmod in Nefashos. Viklamei Medevadei Yavo Eidvi Yudu.
Va'od the mechayiv shapir mamon al pif. Ma she'ein kein beknasu benefashas. Ubevavakama hayrach. I was looking around, I didn't find Tos Shantz in Baba Kama. He gave you the Tesis in Baba Kama himself. Bukhura, the Tesis Shantz is different than our Tesis. Tesis Shantz gave a second Teretz. What's the Tosis Shantz's second Teretz? Bukhura, the Tosis Shantz's second Teretz is driving at the distinction of Rabbi Akiva Eger. In other words, the Tosis Shantz in the first Deya seems to be assuming that Gemar Din is a nothing both for Knas and Mammon and Nefashos as well, as Rabbi Akiva Eger, as Rabbi Elchanan had assumed, against Rabbi Akiva Eger's assumption. And in the second Teretz, he seems to be saying this exact idea. And that is that when it comes to Knas and Nefashos, you will never make yourself Chayiv. An admission is not going to make you chayiv. Why? The reason admission is not going to make you chayiv is because when it comes to knas and nefashos, maybe the reason is because there's no chiyuv at all until Gemara Din, like Rabbi Akiva Eger himself had assumed. So it could be that the Tosfos Shantz, the second teretz, is actually giving the teretz that Rabbi Akiva Eger had wanted to be given. I'm not sure. I'm a supuk a little bit in that. There might be a different way to be mazri to Tosfos Shantz, but it's definitely a possibility. Rabosa, I have this magefa. I think it's a good magefa, but we get so excited in the sugyas, and we're no longer learning brachas. I'm not saving enough time for halacha. So I'm mevakesh from you like this. Mevakesh, when it comes 1 o'clock, normally I'm very, very makbid on these things. Very makbid, because I think Talmud Avohar Raya, what I spoke about today in Musar. I'm mevakesh, someone, you know, closes Gemara, and open up a Mishnah Berurah and give me a Mishnah Berurah so that at 1 o'clock we'll start. I'll probably push you up for 2 minutes, but at least then by then it'll be 1:03 and not 1:09, 1:10. Okay? So I'm not filling the mandate that was supposed to be learned at Dvar Halacha before Mizrah. We're excited about the sugya. Gabriel, what did you want to say? Who give me in charge? Daniel, you'll be tough on me.
Mishnah Berurah.
Okay. Shkaya, thank you. Yes.
Rambam says, according to the Raisa, Mammon also needs Kriyshiv of Chachira. Then we won't be chayv, we won't be chayv for the Gemar Din either. Because they turn into Rabbanan because of, they want to close the door to lenders.
Right.
So people stop lending money.
Right.
But according to the Raisa,
it's a nice aura. I know the Rambam you're talking about. The Rambam says that when it comes to Dine Mammonus, he says that Shalotim Aldelis Bifnei Lavan, they took away the requirement of Drisha V'Chakira. That relates to a big discussion why Shtar Mammon might only be the Rabbanan today, and that's how Reb Chaim explained why there's no problem with Pik Savam. This I discussed with the Talmid or Reb Chaim Kanievsky 5 years ago. It's a beautiful, that's a good, and Reb Chaim Kanievsky for that reason learns that Shtar is the Rabbanan even Bizman Azeh. It's true. You're making a ara that according to Tausas, it seems to be that he's not assuming at all, even on level of Daraisa, that there's a requirement of Drisha V'Chakira. I hear the ha'ara, I'm not convinced that it's a Raya Brura, but it's a good Sushta. It's a good Sushta. You have a good Chavrusa. You knew that Rambam on your own, or your Chavrusa showed it to you? Tell him I screamed at you on the Rashi, though. I don't want you only to know Rabbi Akiva Eger. I want you to know how to read Rashi well. That's the most important thing. Beautiful.